The state is opening a one-year project to do the basic engineering studies that will set up the design leading to the eventual construction of an in-state gas pipeline from the North Slope. Legislators were briefed on the project this morning. Michael Baker Corporation, hired to do the basic engineering analysis, will focus on the feasibility of a standalone bullet line providing gas to Fairbanks, the Rail Belt, South Central Alaska, and if possible, Western Alaska. Mike Metz with the engineering firm says he was brought into the project because the state does not have any long-term affordable source of energy.
You all are looking at different options. You've also asked questions as a legislature about the development of hydropower. You're looking at the development of coal. This program is to really focus on the development of our natural gas resources. And our intent is to give you enough information, you, the legislature, the governor, and the public, in terms of costs associated with this and the risk associated with it, that some long lead time public policy decisions could be made.
Metz told the crowd that included about 30 lawmakers that his goal is to compare the two proposed route options for the bullet line to the use of Cook Inlet natural gas and to a spur line that would branch from a natural gas pipeline to Canada and the lower 48. In making the comparisons, Metz said the permitting for the bullet line would begin as soon as possible to avoid delays in construction. Harry Noah, in-state gas coordinator for the Palin administration, told lawmakers that the analysis and the subsequent design phase is pointing toward private enterprise picking up the project for completion. He said there is no plan for the line to belong to the state or to be financed with state funds. He said also that the state would not determine gas prices to consumers. The analysis would only give information on the costs of completing the line.
The intent is to take the package, the feasibility study, the permits, and whatever else that we have, and auction those off for a pipeline company to build. So the state would consider the work we're doing as an asset and then would sell that asset to someone that would want to build the pipeline. Those negotiations about how the state's involvement in this and that type of thing is for later, is for when and if we have a commercially viable project.
Noah says today's meeting was the first of what he plans to be monthly updates for legislators. He said he plans to provide tours of the possible routes as well as written documentation as it is completed.